Hey everybody, what's up? It's Mike with an amazing Creative Insights show. Today, I'm really thrilled bringing John Lee Dumas on the show. Now, who is John Lee Dumas? John Lee Dumas, JLD, is the podcaster of all podcasters. He is the founder and host of the Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast, an award-winning podcast where he interviews today's most inspiring entrepreneurs 7 days a week. That's right. He has a daily show where, with over 2,000 episodes and 7 figures a year in revenue. JLD has shown the world the power of podcasting. I'm really honored to have JLD on my show. And as we talked about on how being a person of value will make you continue to win. So I reached out to John on Instagram, where he puts out really inspiring content. And I've been listening to John's Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast since he started his podcast back in 2012. I remember when Pat Flynn mentioned John on the Smart Income podcast. And it's really incredible, yeah, what John has built. His podcast now receives millions of downloads, and he has interviewed over 2,000 incredible entrepreneurs, including Tony Robbins, Seth Godin, Gary Vaynerchuk, Tim Ferriss, and many, many more. JLD's goal with Entrepreneurs on Fire is to deliver the inspiration and strategies you need to fire up your entrepreneurial journey and to create the life you've always dreamed of. Now, before he started podcasting, he was working in real estate in San Diego, and driving was a big part of his daily routine. And he was in need of some interesting content to listen to. So a friend of him suggested that he should listen to podcasts. He started listening to the mainstream stuff first, but yeah, soon he started exploring other shows like Pat Flynn's Smart Passive Income, the Jamie Masters Eventual Millionaire. And he started listening to shows that interviewed other entrepreneurs. That's when he realized something big, something huge. There were great podcasts out there, but none that interviewed successful entrepreneurs daily. So his idea was born, and the concept for a daily show began to form. A show that would tell the story of featured entrepreneurs, and started the Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast, creating content on a daily basis. His goal was to provide as much value as possible and, yeah, hopefully gain followers and fans that were benefiting from the content that he was providing. Well, before long, a community began to form, and that he lovingly refers to as Fire Nation. And they have guided him ever since. Well, John is really living the dream. He is obsessed with lifestyle freedom, financial freedom, and location freedom, living wherever you want. And he now lives with his wife Kate in Puerto Rico, where they are running the show. Well, I recorded this call with John over Skype when I was in Miami, and we talked about many things, about his brand and about podcasting, and I had several questions. And one of the questions was how does he feel to have been so many years in podcasting and building his brand? We talked about why he started, what gave him the idea, and also I asked him how it was like in the beginning, if his podcast grew very quickly, or was it really tough at that time? So John has really been always really consistent building and growing his brand. We talked about what kind of lessons did he learn and that he wished he would apply it into his brand sooner. Well, many of his tips and lessons, I think, really counts for everyone and any platform. John has been creating content for his podcasts, and also he has several courses. But yeah, what I really like about John is that he is always really energetic, really fired up. I don't know what it is. It's maybe the weather down there in Puerto Rico. Well, I asked John his secret and what keeps him going and how he continues to find inspiration. And he talked about something which he called the ripple effects, which I found really interesting. Now, during our talk, John also had some great advice for somebody just starting out a podcast in order to get attention, because nowadays there are so many podcasts out there, so it can be hard to stand out. And one final question I had for John was, he had so many great guests on his show, like Tony Robbins, Seth Godin, and so on. So I asked John, if he could choose anybody in the world, who he would want to interview on his show. And the answer might surprise you. We also talked about his future plans for Entrepreneurs on Fire and how he plans to continue to win. Hey guys, enough talking by me. Let's listen to John. Prepare to ignite. I'm really honored to have John on the show. He has an amazing story, sharing his value and wisdom, coming right up. So here's the big question. How are creative entrepreneurs like us, who live in an ever-changing world, who need to keep up with all the latest trends and developments, how do we keep enjoying what we do to thrive and inspire others? That's the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Mike Reinhardt, and this is the Creative Insights Podcast. Hey JLD, John Lee Dumas, podcasters of all podcasters. What's up JLD, and welcome to the show.
Mike, I am fired up to be here. Thanks for having me on, brother.
All right. Well, thanks for coming to the show, and I always love how you're so energized and fired up. Where do you get this energy from? And I really like to know what's your secret on being so energetic.
Well, I just love what I do, and I practice self-care. So sleep is a focus of mine, exercise is a focus, and nutrition, the food that I put in my body.
Well, John, I've been listening when you just started out. I think it was at the time when I was listening to Pat Flynn, Smart Passive Income, and Pat mentioned your name, and I started listening to your show, and from that moment on, I've been listening ever since. And I really like your show. I think you put out great content. And now I finally started my own podcast. And I'm really thrilled and excited to have you on the show.
Well, I'm excited to be here.
So, John, you have been in podcasting since 2012. How does it feel all these years building your brand and this amazing community of Fire Nation? How does that feel?
It feels great. You know, I'm really obsessed with lifestyle freedom. I'm obsessed with location freedom, you know, getting to live here in Puerto Rico. And I'm obsessed with financial freedom of really being able to wake up in the morning and do what I want to do. I spent a lot of years not with any of those three things. I was in the army. I was in corporate finance. And I was just a human being. And it's very difficult to get to a place where you can honestly say that you have all three of those freedoms. And now that I'm there, after having worked very hard to get here, I'm really appreciative.
I think it's amazing what you've built. And it sounds like a dream, this lifestyle freedom, doing what you like to do. Everyone I speak to dreams of financial freedom and living wherever they want. And Puerto Rico seems like a great place.
It really is.
Yeah, I always see some amazing images on Instagram with palm trees and so on, so tropical. So you started podcasting way back in 2012. There were not many podcasts out there and you were one of the first. Is that right?
2012 was when I launched my podcast back in September of 2012, and I'm now over 2,000 episodes strong.
2,000 episodes. Wow, I think that's incredible. So can you take us back to the beginning when you just started out? And what do you remember from that time? What was your mindset like? And why did you start your podcast?
Well, I started my podcast back in 2012 because I wanted it to exist in the world. Like, I truly wanted there to be a daily podcast interviewing the world's most successful entrepreneurs, and it didn't exist. So I said, hey, why not be that change in the world, as Gandhi would say? Why not be that person to create the void that I see as existing? And again, to me, that was Entrepreneurs on Fire. That was a daily podcast interviewing successful entrepreneurs. So I took the leap, I launched the show, and ever since then, it's been a great process. I've learned a lot, I've failed a lot, I've succeeded a lot, and I met a lot of cool people along the way.
So you went all in and believed in yourself, found a market that didn't exist yet, and be different than anybody else. And now you have over 1 million downloads a month with your podcast. So how was the beginning like? Was it difficult, or did you immediately grow very quick and got a lot of downloads?
It's been a slow growing process, which to me is the right kind of process. I built Entrepreneurs on Fire one step at a time, one listener at a time, one product, one service, one inspirational value bomb at a time. And, you know, we're talking 7 years later. This hasn't been overnight. This has been a day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year process. We're looking back, it feels like a snap of the fingers, but it's been a long time in the making.
So the beginning was very slow, but you have been really consistent building and growing your brand. So what are some of the lessons that you learned that you wish you would have applied into your brand sooner?
The biggest lesson that I would want to give to anybody listening right now is find a true problem in the world. Find a true pain point in this world that you want to solve, and then create the solution for that. It's really that simple. There's a lot of problems in this world. Right. Not all of them should you create the solution for, because you might not have the inspiration or the desire or the knowledge or the value to be able to do so. But there's going to be a few problems that you truly want to solve. Go solve that problem at a better and higher level than anybody else is currently solving that problem, and you will slowly win over time.
I love that. Solving a real problem and helping other people, offer great value and inspire others. Yeah, we sometimes often forget. So how do you continue to find inspiration, and where do you find inspiration to keep you going and to put out all this great, great content?
For me, it's the ripple effect. I know that a podcast that I host with a guest that's sharing an inspiring story or value bomb or moment that's actually motivating or inspiring one of my listeners to go and do something that they might otherwise not have done.
Right.
That, to me, is the ripple effect, because now that individual is going to inspire somebody who then is going to inspire somebody, and so on and so forth. And that waterfall, that ripple effect, to me is so inspiring. The fact that I know that it's happening around the world right now. Like, somebody, Mike, is going to listen to the show and they are going to go and do something that they otherwise might not have done that's going to add awesomeness to this world. And that's exciting.
Well, I think what you're doing is amazing, and I think you're inspiring a lot of people, reaching so many listeners around the world. At the moment, there are so many podcasts out there. What advice would you give to someone just starting a podcast to get more attention?
Try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value. That's an Albert Einstein quote, but it's so true. So many people are just trying to become successful as podcasters, as Instagram influencers, as entrepreneurs.
Right.
But what value are you giving to the world? If you instead focus on the value that you're giving, again, solving one problem in a valuable way more than other people are willing to and in a better capacity, you're going to win.
Right.
You are going to win.
Yeah, I definitely think that counts for many of the other platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and podcast. The most important thing is to inspire other people and offer great value. So you had so many great guests on your show, like Tony Robbins, Seth Godin, Gary Vaynerchuk. If you could choose anybody in the world, dead or alive, who would you want to interview on your show?
It would be Benjamin Franklin. I've always admired him as an American hero. He's somebody who was always curious, was always inventive. And one of my favorite things about him is that he just didn't take life too seriously. And I love that. And I feel like too many people take life too seriously until it's too late. And they're like, you know what? Man, I could have had a little more fun. I could have relaxed a little more. And there's definitely been times in my life where I can look back and say, man, you really should have just relaxed and chilled out and had more fun in that moment. And so Benjamin Franklin to me is somebody who did that consistently throughout his life. And I'd love to have a conversation with him.
Well, I think he would have been a great guest on your show, man. And yeah, I agree. We all should just relax and enjoy the moment. Exactly what you're doing. So what are your future plans? Do you have any plans for the coming months or years?
Just more of the same, which is how can I continue to provide my listeners with incredible value? That's the focus. And as long as that remains anybody's focus and what they're doing, you're going to continue to win at a certain level. And to me, that's what I want to do, continue to win.
Well, John, thank you so much. I really look forward to hear more of your valuable shows on the Entrepreneurs on Fire. And I also like the content you are posting on Instagram, the great videos with awesome quotes and inspiration. What would be your last call to action? And what's the best place where people can find you?
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate you having me on today, Mike. It's been a blast. And if I can just give one final call to action, it's find that one thing that you can solve that's a real problem. And just go solve that real problem. See how it makes you feel. See how it makes other people feel. That first step of momentum can be everything. And I would love if you checked out my podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, as well as our website, eofire.com. We have a ton of free courses and resources for entrepreneurs just like you. So that's where it's at. And Mike, again, thanks for having me on.
Well, John, thanks so much for coming on the show and hearing your story, sharing your value with our listeners. And we will link everything in the show notes. I love talking to you. Keep doing what you do. And thank you so much for your time, John.
Have a nice day, Mike.
Hey, guys, I really hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did with JLD John Lee Dumas. You can find more information about John in the show notes. I would love to hear your feedback about this episode and also appreciate if you would leave me a review on iTunes. If you haven't subscribed to the show yet, please take out your phone right now and subscribe to the Creative Insights podcast so that you don't have to miss another show. Now, I just got back from my Miami trip and really had a fantastic time, met some amazing people, and also captured inspiring stories and the best moment for the podcast. So stay tuned. We have many more inspiring guests coming up. Once again, my name is Mike Reinhardt. I'm here to help you become more effective online and grow your business. You can follow me online everywhere as Mike Reinhardt on Instagram, LinkedIn, all the major social media platforms, and my website, mikereinhardt.com. Thanks for listening and see you in the next episode.